Friends, now we are understanding two more derivative products. These two derivative products are very important and they are called as the futures and options. Futures and options. These are under the forward contracts only, forward futures and forward options. Right. This chapter 16's objective is to understand the conceptual framework and mechanism of currency futures and currency options as a derivative instrument. The differentiation between the forward contract and future contract and options also we can understand. And understanding the key options terminologies like ITM, ATM, OTM, etc. And finally, we will try to evaluate the different options strategy as compared to the exchange traded versus over-the-counter, that is OTC options and the real-world hedging scenarios. Our presentation will be revolving along the point of future contracts, then currency futures, interest rate futures, option contract, emerging trade and currency options. Just in this chapter, we will have a comprehensive understanding of the currency futures and options, their structures, pricing, hedging mechanism, and application in Indian and global scenario. First, we'll see the future contract. What is the future contract? A financial future contract is a standardized exchange-traded agreement to buy or sell a specified quantity of financial instruments. I said financial instrument, such as foreign currency, at a predetermined price and date in future. So the futures are symmetrically the contract in the sense that both parties are obliged to fulfill the terms of the contract, either by delivering the assets or by settling the difference through the reverse transactions. The key features of the futures are, one is its standardization, because contracts are standardized, consist of size, maturity date, and tick the size as predefined by the exchanges. Then it is exchange traded. Future contracts are traded on centralized exchange like CME, ICE, ensuring the transparency and regulatory oversight. Okay, then daily mark to market gains and losses are settled and margin accounts are adjusted accordingly. Clearinghouse guarantee will be there. Clearinghouses act as the counterparty to trades and thus eliminate the counterparty risk. And there will be a high liquidity because of the standardization and exchange trading enhanced liquidity and market depth. If you compare the forward contract and the future contracts, then as far as their feature is concerned, amount is flexible in forward contract, whereas in future contract, it is standardized. Maturity in forward contract at any business date, they are agreed, forward contract. Whereas in future contracts, the preset delivery dates, for example, say second Wednesday or last Wednesday or last Saturday, like that, last Friday, like that. Then farthest maturity. Forward contract is having up to several years, whereas future contract usually up to 12 months only it can be traded. Then currency traded. Any convertible currency forward contract can be used. And in future contract, typically it requires two contracts. Okay? It requires major currencies only. And in two contracts, whereas cross-currency deal has possible one contract for forward contracts. Marketplace, if you see, forward contract can be run or traded OTC, that is over-the-counter, and future contracts is regulated, is traded on regulated exchanges. The price fluctuation for forward contract, there is no limitations, but in future contract, limits are imposed by the exchange. Then credit risk in forward contract is very high, and it depending upon the counterparty, whereas in future contracts, the credit risk is very low and clearing house assumes the risk. The settlement happens in forward contract, physical delivery or cash settlement, whereas in future contracts, there will be mostly the cash settlement happens and via reverse trade. The cash flow timing in forward contracts is at all contract at maturity. And in future contracts, there will be a daily margining. Daily margining. And trading hours are 24 hours for forward contracts, whereas the future contract trading hours are exchange hours, and it is varies by region. I hope you understood clearly the concept of the future contract in relation to the forward contract. Right. Limitation of the currency futures. Now, what are the limitations? Despite there are various advantages, the currency future have certain drawbacks also. Certain drawbacks also. Because in that, mismatches in contract size and maturities with the actual exposure, then inflexibility in dates and amount, and there will be limited major currency pair and requirement to maintain the margin accounts. Now, currency futures. Currency futures. Currency future contract can be used as an alternative to the forward market as a hedging tool. For example, if you look at the UK importer having unmatured dollar payable could either buy dollar or the forward market or sell the sterling future contracts approximately equal to the amount to that dollar which he has an exposure and maturing as near possible after the due date payments. Now, under currency futures, the profits or loss in cash market will be compensated by loss or profit. And in effect, this importer in UK in this example will get an exchange rate he had contracted while selling the sterling futures in contract. So currency futures are used. These currency futures are used as a hedging technique. These have grown by leaps and bounds due to the volatility of the exchange rates, interest rates, and in these markets, physical delivery is not required, unlike the cash market. Currency futures serve as an efficient alternate to forward contract for managing the foreign exchange exposure. It is alternate to forward contract. So these contracts, currency futures, are particularly beneficial for the market participants who value the liquidity, transparency, and risk mitigation against exchange rate movement. Now here, an example how hedging happens in currency futures. As I said in earlier example, an UK importer, UK's importer must pay a $270 on October 20. Okay, for the goods imported in July. In July, he imported the goods and he has hedged currency under currency future. He has to pay $270,000. The risk is that the US dollar may appreciate against the GBP during the period from July to October, right? Increasing the cost of the transaction to the hedge. So what he does? He sells the eight sterling future contracts in August at the rate of 1.37 US dollar to GBP, right? So on October 20, the spot rate drops at 1.32. The day on which the maturity takes place or day on which he has to pay, that UK importer has to pay 270, the spot rate has dropped to 1.32. And how the contract was booked? The contract was booked at, future contract was booked at 1.37. And the future rates was also at that point of time on 20th October was 1.28. The spot transaction resulted into losses, but the future position yields a profit, largely offsetting the losses. Now, this illustrative example I have already given, that is enumerated here in tabular format, you can very well look into. Now, interest rate futures. Interest rate futures are the standardized financial derivative, this derivative contract, that obliges the buyer or seller to purchase and sell of the notional debt instrument. Notional debt instrument, typically a government security and treasury bill. So interest rate return can be used for government security and treasury bill at a predetermined price on a specified future date. These contracts are traded on organized exchanges and are usually primarily to hedge against the speculate on future movement in interest rate. The concept and the structure of this interest rate future is that it derives its value from underlying debt instruments such as government securities, treasury bill, LIBOR or MIBOR based instruments, interest-bearing indices or benchmarks. These type of contract size, maturity date and delivery grades in case of physical settlement are standardized by the exchanges. In India, the most actively traded IRFS, interest rate futures, are based on 10 years Government of India securities and 91 days treasury bill traded on platforms like National Stock Exchange, that is NSE, and Bombay Stock Exchange, that is BSE. Its pricing mechanism is very important. When interest rate rises, the price of interest rate futures falls. When the interest rate rises, the price of interest rate futures falls, and vice versa. This inverse relationship allows the hedgers and traders to lock in current interest rate level to protect against the adverse rate movement. And the pricing of interest rate futures is based on the concept of cost and cost of carry model, which incorporates current spot price of underlying security, interest income during the holding period, and carrying cost, that is financing cost. Third is participants and use cases. Participants of interest rate futures are bank and non-banking financial companies, corporate treasuries, fund managers, speculators, and arbitrageurs. Hedging with the interest rate futures. Entities used interest rate futures to lock in borrowing or investing rates. For instance, a borrower expecting the interest rate to rise may buy an IRF interest rate futures to hedge the future borrowing cost. And investor holding the fixed rate bonds may sell the interest rate futures to protect against the fall in bond prices due to rising interest rate structure, right? Now, marginizing and settlement. Interest rate futures are marked to market, and that is on daily basis. Marked to market on daily basis. This is backed by the initial margin and variation margin requirement. Settlement happens through the cash settlement or physical delivery, depending upon the contract specification. And in India, most interest rate futures are cash settled through the physical settlement has gained, though the physical settlement has gained the ground for certain securities. Regulatory framework is that the SEBI for the market regulators and investors and RBI for policy alignment and the macroprudential oversight, they are governing the interest rate future structure. IRF were first introduced in 2003. It is revised in 2009 and 2014 also. And the further strengthening with introduction of the physical settlement in 2018. advantages and limitations as far as interest rate futures are concerned. These are enumerated here in tabular format. You can very well go through it. Recent development happened in interest rate futures, like growing use of interest rate futures by mutual funds and insurance companies. There was introduction of new contract on overnight benchmark rates like SOFR and AMERIBOR, that is AmeriBOR. AmeriBOR means American LIBOR is replacing LIBOR. It is linked instrument. Then artificial intelligence driven interest rate forecasting tools and RBI continued refinement of the policy corridor for interest rate futures. Mechanics of hedging with the interest future consist of, one is a concern. Concern is that LIBOR may rise at the next reset. So if there was no LIBOR, then there will be SOFR that may rise at the next reset. The action will be sales interest rate and futures to hedge. Each contract is for 3 months. So to hedge a $3 million loan, $1 million, and the contracts are sold. If interest rate rises, the contract prices falls, allowing the borrower to buy back at the lower price and gaining from the trade to offset the increased loan cost. Pricing mechanism, you can very well see the example that futures are quoted as price is equal to 100 minus expected interest rate. Example will be future price is 93.75. It implies the interest rate at 6.25%, which will be reduced from 100. Okay. And then there will be fall of 93 instead of 93 interest at 7%, resulting the profit by borrower who sold the futures. Its applications are borrowers hedge against the rising rates, investor hedge against the falling yields, and treasury managers use the futures to manage interest rate link in portfolio. Now, option contracts. Future contracts we have seen. One is a forward futures and another is the currency futures. Both we have seen. Now, we will look into the option contracts. Now, currency option contracts are the derivative instruments that grants a buyer a right but not the obligation. It is a right to buy, but he has no obligation to buy. He may abscond also to buy or sell of the specific amount of foreign currency at predetermined exchange rate, that is a strike price, or on or before the specified future date. This asymmetry, right without obligation, that is, it's a right without any obligation, distinguishes the options from the futures and forwards. Okay? Where the obligations are binding for both parties. Obligations are binding for both the parties. So, options are powerful tools for hedging the foreign exchange risk while allowing for the strategic flexibility and potential gain under the favorable market movement. Now, what are the types of options? There are two types of option. Okay? There will be a call option or there will be put option. Call option gives the holder a right, but it does not give obligation. Right to buy the foreign currency under call option. And in put option, gives the holder a right to sell. Right to sell the foreign currency. Then option may be European style or American style. In European style, what happens? European style is exercisable. European style option is exercisable only at the expiry. And in American style, it can be exercised anytime up to expiry. So these are the types of options. Now, key terms and its concepts are the strike price. Term, whenever it is used as a strike price, that indicates that the pre-agreed exchange rates at which the option can be exercised. And then premium, when it's quoted as a premium, the price paid by the buyer to acquire the option, right? Then expiry date means, expiration date means the last date on which the option can be exercised. And in the money means option would be profitable if it is exercised, if it is exercised. And out of the money means the option would not be profitable if it is exercised. And at the money means the strike price is equal to the prevailing spot rate. These are the terms and their meaning. Now, payoff profit. Call option buyer gains if the spot rate rises above the strike rate. And put option buyers gains if the spot rate falls below the strike rate. The maximum loss for the option buyers is equal to the premium paid. And the option writer, that is seller, earns the premium but assumes the unlimited risk. Participants in the option market are the corporates, bank dealers, importer-exporters, speculators, and fund managers. Advantage of these options are, this is limited downside risk for the buyer. It is unlimited profit potential in favorable movement. And it's a flexible hedging as compared to the forward futures. This can be structured into a combination like collars and spreads. Now, in India, there were currency options. These currency options in India is in India, there is an exchange traded currency options. They are exchange traded currency options are permitted on the platform of NSE and BSE, primarily on USD-INR pairs. And these contracts are standardized and regulated by SEBI, Securities and Exchange Board of India. In addition to that, over-the-counter, in addition to NSE and BSE, they can be traded on over-the-counter OTC option that can be structured by the bank under the guidelines prescribed by the Reserve Bank of India. And these are customized contracts based on client's requirement. The option pricing model. What is the option pricing model? In option, option pricing model is that option pricing depends upon what? There are certain things where it can pricing can be determined. One is a spot exchange rate. Second is its strike price. Third one is a time to mature, its volatility, underlying currency, and interest rate differentiation. The most widely used model in option contract is a Black-Scholes model for the European options. Garman-Colleghan model is adjusted for the currency option, and binomial trees for American style options. These are for the purpose of academic, I am explaining to you. Please try to remember this. Now, hedging with the options. Hedging with the options. The practical use case, for example, an Indian importer with a future USD payment, with a future US dollar payment, can buy a USD INR call option to hedge the risk in rupee depreciation. And if the rupee weakens beyond the strike rate is mentioned, the importer exercises the option and limits the losses. And if the rupee strengthens, the importer can let the option lapse. Let the option lapse. He will not buy. And buy at the better market rate, thus retaining the upside benefits. So limitations for the option consist of, one limitation is a premium cost. In premium cost, option requires the upfront payment, which may be high for volatile currencies. And another limitation is its complexity. Complexity in the nature of pricing, strategies, valuation, required technical expertise, and liquidity risk will be there for OTC options and that may lack the secondary market liquidity. Now, currency options. The currency options is a derivative contract wherein the buyer acquires the right but not the obligation, and to buy or sell a fixed amount of one currency against another at predetermined exchange rate, that is strike price or on or before specified date of the future. The primary objective of the currency option is to protect against the adverse currency movement while allowing the holder to benefit from the favorable exchanges. Unlike the forward contract, there will be call option and put options, right, which we have already seen. Now, illustrative example, suppose a Jaswant Choksi is importing a machinery from US under 180 days usance letter of credit. He enters into the forward contract with Bank of Bombay to buy US dollar at the rate of 44, right? It is assumed that it is 44 rate. However, at maturity, the spot rate of Indian rupee is a 43.50. Despite the more favorable spot rate, he is bound by the forward contract. A currency option would have allowed him to benefit from the improved rate while providing the downside protection. Now, currency option market is traded, is an exchange traded options, having the exchange traded options, and currency option is traded on platform like CME Live, NYFE and PHSE. These are the names of the exchanges. Okay, now these are the standard in terms of the contract size, strike price and expiry dates. Over the counter options is also available, and it is customized contracts between the financial instructions, financial institutions and their clients. OTC options offer greater flexibility in terms of the currency pair, amount, expiry date and strike prices. Standardization and liquidity. Exchange traded options are benefit from clearinghouse guarantees and high liquidity. OTC options, over-the-counter options, are more flexible but carry very high counterparty risk. So its exercise style will be either European style or American style. So under European style, what happens? It's exercisable only at the expiry. Whereas in American style, it can be exercised anytime during the business day up to its expiry days. Then its moneyness is concerned. In the money, that is, in the money means favorable strike rates as compared to the current rate. At the money means strike price is equal to the current rate, and out of money means it is unfavorable strike rate. Premium, if you say, the premium paid by the buyer to the seller, no refundable, the compensate writer, the risk, compensate the writer risk. It is quoted as percentage or points influenced by the strike price, and maturity interest rates are differentials, volatility in option style. Now, spot rate, forward rate is clearly mentioned here in this table. But for the better understanding of this table, you may refer to your textbook where it is clearly explained it properly. Now, let us understand what is intrinsic value. Intrinsic value is nothing but it is a difference between the strike price and the market rate. When in the money, right? Intrinsic value means premium minus intrinsic value represents the time and volatility value. And option pricing complexity is nothing but under the pricing model factor in interest rates, volatility, probability of exercise, and the time of maturity, the buyer will only have an exercise if the options are profitable at expiry. This is introducing an element of uncertainty in valuation under option pricing. Delta is used as a measure indicating how much an option premium charges for one unit change in underlying exchange rates. Delta of 0.5 implies a 50% probability of option expiring in money. Now, option strategy will be long-staddled, short-staddled, or long-single and short-strangle. Now, what is the long-staddled? Long-staddled means buying a call and put at the same strike, profitable in volatile market. And short straddle means selling both call and a put options, profitable in stable market. Long strangle means buying a call and put a different strike price. It will lower the cost than the straddle. And short strangle means selling a call and put a different strike price. Little bit difficult to understand and keep in mind, but for academically you must know all these things. This will be better explained in your textbook, right? Now there will be another terminology used, which is the bull spread. What is this bull spread? Bull spread is nothing but buying a call at lower strike and selling at higher strike. It is used when expecting the moderate rise. Then bear spread means buying a put at higher strike and selling at lower strike. So this is used when expecting the moderate fall. There will be also covered call. Covered call, in this, there is a writing a call option while holding the underlying assets. And naked call means writing a call without owning the underlying assets. Unlimited loss potential. Now, practical consideration. Futures are preferred when the market direction is known. Options are preferred and effective in in uncertain market. And interest rate options settled into futures and quoted in index points. Now, advantage of currency options. Advantages of currency options. There will be unlimited profit potential with the limited loss. There will be flexibility in uncertain timing and amounts. There will be effective, this will be effective for hedging the balance sheet and transaction exposures. And revenue generation is a stable market through the premium collection. Now, major exchanges offering the options are CME, that is Euro dollar and Treasury future options. LIFI means it is Euro dollar and future options. CBOT is a treasury bond and notes. Thank you very much.